Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings. Welcome back to another show on Blog Talk Radio of the Human Experience. Brother Yanni, are you there?
Yes. Hey, how are you, Brother Lawrence? Doing great.
I'm just wondering.
And yes. And for all of the audience out there, we thank you all for joining. Apologize. Some of you were not able to today we're not able to log into our when you type in your questions. but at any rate, we're glad that you could join us today. Brother Lawrence, last week, couple of weeks, we've been having some great discussions on how and how to empower ourselves and what we should be doing. The interesting thing is I did speak with some community groups and here in the Houston area, and they want to get together and sit down and talk. How can we become a sovereign people? Look at how to separate ourselves, not separate ourselves, but at least be in control of your own destiny as a people.
Right. Yes, brother. It's a blessing that when other people are going to be picking up and joining forces towards solving this our problem once and for all, come up with solutions about which way forward for our collective empowerment. Did you set like a time for that to happen?
Yes.
Brother Yanis?
Hello? Yes, I'm here.
Were you able to set a time for the meeting of when that gathering will happen between you and some of that community group?
We're waiting on one person to come back from Africa. And we'll set a good date when everyone, and we'll post it, at least other, because it's Nation of Islam, United Black Front, and some of the Hebrew groups here in the city, where we can finally sit down and talk, because we're going to need to unite.
Hmm. Actually, that's one of the issues that's been lacking since at least the 1960s, since the killing of Dr. King and Malcolm X. And in that ferment and a very developmental period in the community, the so-called 60s, when we were in fact having this dialogue about which way forward. And there were lots of different environments, including where the Black Panther Party, everyone was having their input and coming up with different ways to engage the outside world that is denying us a decent life. So again, by us starting to have those dialogue and those conversation again, I think that's a very good beginning and a very good place to go. So I give you praise. I hope and pray that comes to pass. And I also looking forward for this new year that to be a time when we can all. I want to go through my phone book and start to bring people, particularly on the show, to talk about their experience wherever they are in the world and the contribution that they're making so that we can all start to link up and take advantage of the rich resources that we have around us. So, yeah, I do look forward to that. Yanis?
Yeah, yes, I'm here, brother. Yeah. It's something that's surely needed. And like you said, it's been something that's been missing since the 60s. We have immersed ourselves in this society so, and we have forgotten the things that helped us grow as a people throughout that time. Were you able to hire within your own? I made the statement the other day. I said, well, the funny thing is, you look back, you go in the neighborhoods today in certain cities or most cities, And you look at the Pakistan, all gas stations, rarely will you see your own in there. You can go in the Latin community, unless they're Africans from Latin America, you won't see any of your African-American people in there. And the Asian community, they're going to hire their own. So if we can't provide basic jobs for the people, we're going to be in a bad situation in the future as this race thing continues and even heats up even more.
See, for me, I hope and pray that it wouldn't just be a black thing. It would be a thing that people who support the common interest and the common interest of humanity, even just based on humanity, that would be a good thing. Because you could have somebody who is of a different culture, as long as they do, you know, act in a humane and a decent manner and treat black folks in particular with equality and justice. That's all we're asking for. We're not necessarily asking for these outside stuff. You can have a gas station, and if I need gas and you provide a service without abuse or without terror or without taking that money, my own money, and use it against me to stomp or to crush my future or the future of my children, that's all I ask. I don't necessarily, I for one don't want to do all of the jobs. I want to be able to give me the freedom to do my job. It's when you have to stop me, pull me over, use the power of the law against me, you know. Those are the crimes against humanity that we're talking about. So this battle is not about that. But I am clear that only because of the journey that we as black people go through, that only black people hire black people. So I know we have to get to that. We are the only one that's going to be sympathetic enough to hire each other with all of the everything that's being pushed up against us. Well,
one more shot.
You know?
Yeah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And this is some of the thing that the sister was saying previously from last week from the last show. She was raising some of that same concern that there's a lot of people, you know, do we still want to be here? Do we still want to be, you know, we have a lot of people who are distracted and destroyed.
That's correct. And then you have to look at the fact, these people are not going to change. We're not in control. A president is not in control. The people who loan the money for businesses, they're in control. And you in a mixed environment, it is natural. It's no different than if you had your children and you had the capability of hiring them to work and they were all qualified for the position. You're going to hire your family. You're going to hire people look like you. That's just how it works, you know.
Right.
There's nothing racist about that at all. You can relate to them. And no matter where you go, if you go to Latin America and you see someone look like you, naturally you feel you have a connection, you know. So
right.
I don't think that those situations are racist. I think that it's just it boils down to culture. And if you're not a part of that culture, you just don't. It's not a great fit sometimes. You know, depends on what it is.
And as you say, that the issue again is that banker, he has been borrowing money from our tax dollars, our government, who gave him interest rate of and this time as low as 0%. And instead of him making that 0% available to us so that we can have a fair chance of opening the business, he find all kind of reasons why we will not be able to be qualified or will not be able to get that loan and give it to somebody else. And then they also use their power to even stop. If you wanted to form a bank, if you even have a politics and the good others who wants to open up a bank, a community type bank, and then go forward to put forward to be able to make loan in the area that they build that community bank, like in the low and the poor community, they're not even allowed to do that. They actually pressed down and said that you limit the amount of loan that you can borrow, that they can lend. So there's a whole heap of stuff that is heaped up against us. And every time that they offer us or we win some kind of justice, for example, it is said that we're supposed to have equal education or we're supposed to be have equality, everybody else comes and gets the benefit of that. If there's supposed to be some sort of, compensation for the wrong that was done, in the sense like education and all this everything, then they open the doors to everybody else except us. And then tell us, we can't go to college to get equal, special treatment to go to college because, now that's going to be hurting somebody else. It's going to be hurting the Indians or the Mexican or everybody else. Everybody else gets it except it was made just for us so we can rise up and start to have a better life. But we don't get that option. You know?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we have to look at things and start coming up with a plan now. Because as we let this thing go, if there's no plan within your community, and it's isolated all everywhere that you go, if you don't have money, it's about the haves and the have-nots. And even amongst the have-nots, our rich people still don't count. And that's not going to change in the next 100 years. We've not put anything in place for that to change. Nothing. First, you have to start looking at yourselves and develop an economic base. As the doctor was talking about, looking at a structure of Black Wall Street, where you can understand if you're going to be here in this place, you're going to have some type of economic base. You could just look at the Nigerians. They get together, they pool their money, and they use susu economics rather than looking at. I mean, we're too destroyed here to look at situations like that. But they loan each other money, they help each other in business, and that's the only African group that are capable of doing it. Not that some may not want to, but the Nigerians have come here. They've educated themselves. They have more doctors and lawyers. And more people, in especially doctors, there are more doctors in the Nigerian than any other cultural race that exists here.
But as you said, that the majority of the blacks in the West has been we've been destroyed in a particular way, that the distrust amongst each other has been ingrained in us. That the field Negro, the house Negro might tell that the field Negroes are doing something, or is up to something to come and get to free themselves from trying to escape from the bondage that they find themselves. So that kind of ingrained that the light skinned one is going to get a better job, a better position, or a better location on the field, or in the house than the dark skinned one. Those kind of ongoing ingrained damage that is done in such a way carry on to the next generation and to the next generation because nobody has never, right now our kids are getting killed by the police and yet and still these young kids who see, be a witness to this killing, got to go to school the next day and try to get an A. How the hell am I going to be sorry about that, get an A, and a test when I just saw my friend got his head blown off? Nobody gives the cure. Nobody engages the pain that young man just saw bear witness to. Until we start to recognize that these are mental damage. We're the only culture that and the only people that's acceptable that we should be able to carry on and sojourn on with all of the pain and the suffering and the psychological warfare. We have soldiers who go to war and a bomb explodes to them and they come back and they cannot function in the society. And we see this on a day in, day out. We go on a train, somebody say something stupid and racist to put us down. You go for a job, you get put down. We catch hell. We watch television, it's all about the European. We listen to radio, it's all about the European. So every 24 hours, the CIA uses that as a technique to get so-called terrorists to talk by bombard them 24 hours a day with just music. So we see this kind of ongoing terror, and we're supposed to be all right, that's supposed to be able to go out and get AIDS and function in this society. It's a lucky, if, we have, if it wasn't for the God, our God watching out for us, we would self-implode. We would just explode from all of this insanity. So you got to see that it's because we are God-chosen people why we are able to walk on with all of this pain and suffering that we exhibit. There can be no other race on this planet that can that experience that. None.
Absolutely. You know, it's just a situation sometimes, man. You look at this thing and you don't know how to attack it. Most of us don't because nothing has changed. I mean, we have all of these philosophies. Philosophies mean nothing. If you hadn't, even though you put it into action, if it hasn't changed, and it's the wrong philosophy. We need to figure out the right ingredient. And we got to know what works and what does not work, because planning is one thing. One thing we do know is if you don't have a mind to develop your business, and then you can be a vital part of a society, because then you'll have some type of weight, you know, that you can bring.
Well, we have a need. We have people who need food. We have people who need shelter. We have people who need a car. We have people who need a whole host of things. And that we, if we just go back to those basic principle and get off of trying to find a job by somebody else and create work and those kind of things that provide those services, there's room for all in that. There's enough room for us to be self-employed by providing food. Or be, buying a car, driving a car, tons of stuff. So we just have to get off the notion that was taught to us about that we have to be stuck in a 9-to-5 job as the only means to provide for our family. When we break out of that role, then we start the process of being free.
Absolutely. You'll make whatever you have to, you make anything work that has to work for you when you're in those situations.
Yes.
In those other situations, we got to get to where we're starting our own businesses. Quit trying to do things for everybody else.
And let me also add, not only do we need to start our own business, but we also need to support those people who have started the business, because that's also part of the damage. That we don't think that someone who's of African descent knows what the hell they're doing when they open up a business, or that we don't trust that their price is going to be higher, or that the quality is going to be the same. All of these isms and schisms that we put in front of before we go the extra mile in supporting it. Now, we know that some of our people don't have the buyer in such a large enough size to be able to bring the price down that they could sell at the lowest or the cheapest price to be competitive, or that we are, you know, so the quality is roughly going to be the same. So the only thing that we have is how we treat each other when we walk through that door. So I expect that any of us open a business should at least have that principle down. But we have to go the extra mile and support an African American or a person of color business because of the service that they render to us, even if we have to pay a little bit more. Not really cost more, but enough more. So we have to. That's the hardest part that we have to do. That a lot more business will thrive because we have seen it happen in the past if we give them a chance.
Yes.
So I know you're on the road, Brother Yaniv. So if it becomes difficult, you can let me know. You know.
Yeah, absolutely. So, but you know, and we can also next week, Doctor Nala M will be back on the show. But, you know, we definitely have a you know, sit down and talk. We can plan on, you know, different things that we can look at that will work.
Well, we just need to from where we sit across the location in the country, we can literally start the process of building those bridges and tie everything up, because we have no more limitation. You are in Texas, and
absolutely.
I'm in Syracuse, and on people over the world. But there's no more limitation. We can build the bridges anywhere we want in the air, as we see fit. So we can make this connection. And in the issue of business, I have sisters and brothers who are on the continent who want to do business with us, and we who want to do business so that we can feed ourselves and our family on this side. I mean, we have people in Nigeria who makes computers, who are manufacturing their own tablets. And we just have to, you know, say they could make a better tablet as anybody. So buy it as long as it does the function that we need it to do. That's the only reason. We shouldn't get organized by Apple or these other brands. Let's buy it because, it's going to transform our family. It's going to transform. We know where it's coming from. That's one of the basics that we should buy it, you know? So that when you buy a $200 computer from somebody in Nigeria, that's, you know, that $200 is going to go towards uplifting his family, and it's going to spread around on that continent towards our collective freedom.
Yes, and they'll be able to hire more people and create other bases like these other companies have grown to certain levels, you know?
And as we spoke about in the past about the issue of the quality of our food, is that if we got to know more about where our food comes from. There's enough black farmers in the South that we could actually start to build bridges and linkage to saying that, you know, we're getting food from, this is the source of our food, you know. Literally have a brand that's dedicated to, this brand is coming from this location. It's manufactured by us and for us. The FUBU brand should be a food brand. This food for us. Food by us, for us.
Absolutely.
I'm going to write that down. That's excellent.
Absolutely.
Food for us.
Absolutely.
Anybody else in the audience, they want to participate, they're welcome.
Yeah.
Yes, brother. So food for us.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think, man, that is going to be the way to go. And we look at certain groups who have put that into order, and they understand, yes, it's going to be a struggle. Nothing is easy. But we have to get over our fear. And most people are afraid. Go ahead, brother.
No, I was saying that we don't do this because we want to. You know, some of us would just rather do what we're doing in the way that we're doing it. We're doing it because we've been denied. There's a need. You know, when and Dr. King, they started the bus boycott, they decided that there was a need that we're tired. We're coming home from work. We should have a right to sit down on the bus. And we solved it. These people want us to get up when they come on the bus. They can just come from you know, having dinner someplace, and we come from work and tired, and they want us to get up to give them a seat. That's some sort of stupidity. That's some sort of deformed societal thing that they have in their head, some inferiority complex that they have, that they think they need to continue to put themselves in this location. And we got to put a stop to that. That right now, we need to go towards controlling our food, controlling the air that we breathe, controlling the water that we drink, and tighten those things up and just say no.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
There was some some other groups of people who had developed. This came from some African brothers. Solar cooking.
Yes.
Just using the way that they use the food to eat, and you can purchase those offline. You can look at solar pots or whatever. And these are things that can enhance our lives, change our lives for one, meaning how we're eating, how we're thinking. All of that affects us, man.
Of course. We're outside of our environment. Our sister in South Africa was telling that she just discovered somebody in South Africa who makes sugar from coconut. And I've never heard of such a thing. I haven't seen such a thing, and I'm from the Caribbean. So I'm hopeful to start to do my research to find out more about it. I just say that the sugar from the coconut is much better than the traditional white sugar, which act almost like a crack cocaine.
Particular activity.
So if this, you know, I prefer the raw sugar myself, the brown sugar. So that's the one that I consume right now, and trying to, you know, if this is another form of sugar that comes from coconut, I can't visualize that. But
yeah,
I,
they also have date.
Stupid.
Yeah, they have date sugar. People, some Islamic blacks made date sugar. You know, they dried the dates, and then, you know, they just, you know, after they dried it, they just, you know, smash it and crystallize it. And it's sweet, especially when the date is sweet. And the way that they make cane sugar is they just juice the cane, and then they let it sit in the sun, and then it crystallizes and it's hard, and they just crush it.
And there's another kind of assimilate in your body much better instead of having some kind of a chemical reaction, which is what's driving us crazy. They're uppity, they're running around. And we don't know why they're doing it. Why we can't control our children? Yeah, because they're high off of the sugar.
Corn syrup and everything else. What did you say, brother? The other brother mentioned something.
Oh, you can hear me?
Yes, brother.
Oh, wow. Greetings. Yeah, I was saying that corn syrup.
You guys
are definitely right about that coconut. It has small chain amino acids. It's actually more conducive to the body. I forgot the name of this crazy movie. Tom Hanks played in this movie where he was working for FedEx or one of them companies, and he got stuck on an island.
Yes.
And that's basically what the thing that maintained him was the coconut.
Exactly. Because it also has certain fatty acids, protein, you know, the whole works.
Yes.
Wow. Yeah.
So we, as we walk towards our collective freedom, we got to go back to what we know and what we control. And if we, you know, this, we know that everything that they're trying to make in us, the so-called modern society, is a synthetic form they're trying to get us to, because they make it cheaper than anything else. They actually make these things and make it by a synthetic form, a chemical base that has nothing to do with the original, but has the same chemical markers and supposed to be do the same thing, but it cannot do the same thing. Got to be cancer causing and all these different effects to the body you have. It may solve one problem, but it creates another.
Absolutely, and things that it has contributed, the health problems that it's contributed to. The list just keeps growing as they do more research on it, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Hyperactivity and things like this. And these are things that we need to start discussing in our homes and these those who are in the church, they need to look at how to start talking about diet again, how it's affecting us, because they all say that they've been called by quote unquote the Most High, but at the same time, when He sends someone, they are trying to get you out of this society into another mode of thinking.
Right. Some of us haven't controlled the end of our lives, which is the funeral parties and so forth, that we have to start taking control of. Since we're dying, we might as well control that exit as well. Own the field that we're planted into, and own the process that gets us to the planting ground.
Absolutely.
We have about 60 seconds remaining on the show today, because we only do like a half an hour show at this time.
Absolutely.
I'm glad the folks that came in. You can sum up. Go ahead, Bobby Anis.
Yes. Okay, yes. And then we thank all of you for joining us. Pray that all of you have a prosperous week. And we must continue to push on. Always think on how to enhance yourself every day that you wake up. Ask yourself, put it someplace, what is your purpose? Your children should learn this. What is your purpose? And they may behave better. But at the same time, thank you for joining us. Peace. and blessings, and we'll see you and hear from you next week. Bye-bye.
All right. Peace and blessing, everyone. Have a good week and a productive new year. Bless.